Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, podcast host, friend to you, brother to you, mentor to you, coach to you, anyone who is willing to hear, whether you're listening to this passively or actively at home, at work, wherever you are, working out or just chilling on the beach. Thank you for joining us. This is a podcast. We help you. We guide you to claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible so you can integrate the whole being of your life, all gifts and talents, everything that you have, and upgrade it and enhance it, activate it, and live the best and most fulfilling life possible, happy life, going through the struggles, going through the sufferings, and making the most of your life so you can ultimately inspire others to do the exact same. So thank you for joining us. It is an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be on the show with you and for having you to listen to us on iTunes or live on Instagram or Facebook. We are so, so grateful for that. So thank you for joining us. What's up there, Cam? How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing unbelievably well, the best I've ever felt in my life, and it's not it's not in a physical way. It's not like it's not a physical thing. It's like a spiritual, emotional, heart center fulfillment I feel. And it's mostly because I started being myself 100%. And not sort of like anytime a thought arises or a belief, like we were just talking before the show, I could catch it. I just know that's not my belief. I don't actually believe in that. Somebody gave me that belief. Somebody fed that to me, but it's definitely not mine, right? So that's one of the biggest reasons why I've been feeling absolutely fantastic today. But we agreed before we started the show that we were going to talk. We were just going to talk. We were just going to have a conversation.
Totally impromptu.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of just wanted to peel back the layers. When I went and saw you last summer, you did that for me, where you said deep, deep, deep down, what is the underlying intentionality of your being? Why are you here? What are you doing? Why do you do the things you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And after that moment, I realized like most of the stuff we get caught up in caring about, like, oh, I really care about this, or I'm stressed about this, or I'm anxious about this, or I'm fearful of this, most of the time, it's very minuscule and it's totally away from why you're here in the first place or what you intended for in the first place. And I kind of in this podcast wanted to get people to see the bigger picture of things, get people to, you know, as an example, I think we've said this before, you know, a family member passes away and all of a sudden your priorities flip upside down and you realize what's really important. I was watching the Woodstock documentary and, you know, there's 500,000 kids, you know, enjoying themselves and the promoters are losing $2 million and they interviewed him and they said, would you say, you know, it's going well? Like, how's it financially? And he's like, oh, financially, it's a disaster. This is a financial disaster. But he's smiling. And the reporter was like, why are you smiling? And he's like, are you kidding me? Look behind. Like, it's beyond words. I can't even explain. This has nothing to do with money for me. And it really gets you to realize what really matters. And it's connection. It's talking to people. It's loving one another. And it's being in a space where you're comfortable to be yourself. Mm. And you're not like, oh, what do they think? You are free to just do what you want. And that was Woodstock, you know? And so ever since I saw that movie, I've been trying to sort of always keep that in mind, what's most important, because we do get caught up. We do get, you know, we do get carried away in minute details that just take us away. But yeah, I just wanted to know what you have to say in that matter, like when it comes to really just, you know, peeling back the layers of like, oh, you really want this in your life or you really want success. And I used to be that way as well. But then you realize success will not bring you what this present moment can bring you right now, you know? So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, you know, entitling the show, you know, us talking prior to the show and putting a title together, you know, because it's Friday, TGIF being, thank God it's Friday, but I coined a term called TGIF, thank God I'm free. And the reality is we are all free. We are all free to decide and to do you know, anything we want to. That's the truth of it. Like, we do have that choice, but the real people that are ultimately living the free and meaningful lives are the ones who look interiorly, not exteriorly, for their truth. Although you could find patterns of truth in nature, of course, it's all there. But going inward to, just as you said, like, what are you really here for? What's the meaning of life? What do you value most? What's most important to me? And I think we've touched upon this before, but when you're faced with death, there's no greater gift to you than to die to all the things that don't matter to you. or the things that don't matter at all, really, in the grand scheme of things. I mean, one of my favorite spiritual strategic approaches with clients, and I've probably done this on the show before a long time ago, was asking people, if you had like 6 months left to live, what would you do? Where would you go? Who would you see? What would you say? You know, and then you start to go, oh, 6 months, that's okay. 6 months, that takes me to, oh my gosh, just before Christmas or whatever, you know, we're May, June, July, August, September, October. So yeah, toward, you know, Halloween time. What do you do in those 6 months? Where do you go? What do you see? What do you learn? What's most important, knowing that you're going to be gone in 6 months? And then I take it down a bit and say, you know, what about 6 weeks left to live? And then you really kind of go, whoa, wait a second, 6 weeks, that takes me to the end of June. Oh my gosh, what do I do? And there's a fear element that comes up too. But there's also this, if you allow it to arise, there's this fear, but there's also this freedom to really go for broke. Like, if I only have 6 weeks, then I'm going to love, I'm going to give, I'm going to get rid of all the toxicity in my life that's not serving me anymore. And I'm going to go for broke. You know, whatever that might be for you, depending on what level of the development you're in or whatever it is you're doing or what part of the world you're in. And what about this? 6 days left to live. You know, next Thursday, you're gone. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, less than a week, I'm gone. And you start to realize, wow, my life is precious. My life is a gift. Everything's a gift. I mean, I had a moment today, and I'm thinking of writing a book on it, because it was like this, it reminded me of that Julian of Norwich. She had this one moment of spiritual awakening, which she contemplated for like 20, 30 years, I think it was, in a room, where she just wrote about that one God experience, that one awakening experience. That's how much of a spiritual transformation can change your life, and if you contemplate it for long enough. And I was looking outside my window, just kind of looking out at the sunshine, and I was observing the grass, and there's dandelions on my grass. And as the sun shone, kind of covering, cloaking the grass on my backyard, I saw the dandelions kind of going, started to like open itself up to the sun. I'm like, wow, look how amazing that is. It's amazing. I'm just observing nature. And I remember just thinking this God speaking to me and saying, write a book on the day the dandelion spoke to me. And I was like, and then this thought came over me, was like, we cut our grass and we see the dandelions as evil. Oh, they're not very, you know, aesthetically pleasing to the eye, so we got to take them out of the garden. But you know what? There's God in that too. There's God in the dandelions. There's God in the blades of grass. There's God in everything and everywhere and omnipresent. There's God in you and I. There's God in this moment, right? And I just thought, wow. And it wasn't even me. You can't even be arrogant enough to think that was your idea, because it was just brought to you because you in a moment of surrender. Last question: 6 minutes left to live, or 6 hours left to live? 6 hours or 6 minutes? Let's start with 6 hours. You have 6 hours left to live. So what time is it right now? Like 2:15, 8:15 by tonight. You're gone. What do you do in those next 6 hours? Who do you call? Where do you go? What do you do? What do you say? What do you write down? Maybe you make a video and send it to all your friends and family. 6 minutes left to live. What do you do in 6 minutes? All of a sudden you feel this overwhelming fear, but there's also this overwhelming liberation. And I've often said this to people, death can teach you more about life than life can teach you about life. But the opposite is also true, that life can teach you about death more than death can teach you about death. And so I think the idea of dying to the things that really don't matter and being reborn into a world where love, grace, compassion, kindness, charity, festivity, joy, surrender, appreciation, bliss, those become your, you know, your predominant emotions or experiences that you wish to share with other people. And I just for me, I think one of the most overwhelming parts of my life that I'm in right now, in the stage of life I'm in right now there, Cam, I think too, man, is just every day, just waking up with total gratitude just for another day to be alive. You know, I really do feel that way. Like, man, oh, if I wake up, I'm like, cause I could have died in my sleep, of course. Right. But I didn't. And I said, thank you for another day just to spend with my daughter, my son, my wife, for just being able to see this world. And you just sit in awe of it all. And it's just overwhelmingly amazing just to experience this life. And I'm so blessed that to have had these 40 years on this planet and just being able to navigate myself through this world of emotions and experiences and having blessed with the gifts and opportunities and the friends and the family. And I'm speechless now. I don't know what else to say. You know, what about you, man?
Yeah, like I've been going to bed every night and every breath almost feels like this feeling of absolute ecstasy, like almost like butterflies in my chest every breath I take at night. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but after having like gone through you know, working on music or doing the podcast or making a video or working out or taking a cold shower, doing all these things that just feel right to me. I'm not going against the grain. I'm going with the flow. So by the time I get to sleep or get to laying in bed at night, I just feel so good. And I just feel like, wow, I'm not nauseous right now. I don't have a sore throat. Yeah. I feel relaxed. I have nothing to complain about. Mm. And this society, this culture, I mean, me as a 20-year-old has taught me to always be worried about my future. Mm. And not care like as much about the present moment. So the first thoughts that arise, which I don't even pay them any mind, they just exist within me, are something along the lines of, you know, why are you working on music all day? You're not gonna get, like, that's, what's that gonna do? Sure, you've made music in the past. Has that done anything? No. So what are you doing? Are you, and then I think to myself, and I think, okay, the happiest moments in my life were done playing music or recording music or writing music. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with success or money or fame or fortune or even just the convenience that all of those things might bring me. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with that. Because my happiest moments were throwing it together, were piecing these pieces that went going into the studio did not exist. Yeah. And coming out of the studio, they do exist now.
Yeah.
Bringing something from that invisible place into the tangible world that we live in, mm-hmm, just feels so amazing. And still there is this weird suspense. Like, oh, what's going to happen next? Because, mm-hmm, at the beginning of this year, it was, let's work hard on business. Let's create a stable income, which I am not neglecting that area of life. I'm taking care of that, but just barely, just scraping the bottom of that, that, you know, very, very, the lowest standard possible financially. Mm-hmm. But that's because I want to work less, spend less, live more. And it doesn't take money to live more. It really doesn't. Oh, no, and so I am not sacrificing that anymore. And the reason I'm saying this is because I would love to urge people, no matter what age you are, because I really don't think it matters, no matter what age you are, just do what you want to do and not what will make your brain happy, not what shoots, you know, like, don't go and shoot up heroin because it feels nice. I'm talking... Mm-hmm. Do what feels right in your heart. What feels like you get excited when you think about it. This little like maybe it's like a little thing from your, like, you feel like a child again. You're like, ooh, this is fun. Like, that excites me. I have a mirror right here, like behind my computer. And when I'm making music, I will literally smile at myself and I look ridiculous. I look like a child who's going to Disneyland, because I'm like, I'm hearing this music. I'm hearing what I just laid down. I'm hearing what I just put together. And I'm just like, oh, this is so good, you know? And that's my excitement. And so find where your excitement is. I don't know what it is for you, Cheem. Like, I know, obviously, this podcast, coaching, all this stuff, but I'm reading the book by Anita Morjani, who had the near-death experience, and the overwhelmingly intense theme of the book is be yourself, is follow your bliss. Is that is the only thing you're supposed to do in life.
Yeah.
When you do that, things will be taken care of. And I believe, I have this belief, and it could be BS, it's whatever, but it has helped me a lot. Being born into this human body, being a spirit, being who you are, comes with it everything you need. All the, you know, I'm hungry, let's go get food. All the, I'm broke, let's make some money, let's take care of my finances. All of the, I'm bored, I want to express myself. All of the, this is a problem, I'm about to solve it. Like there, with every problem, there's a solution within us. I do believe that. So the problem of the fear of death, I think being born, it wouldn't make sense to bring somebody into life if death was this scary thing. You know what I mean? It's not a scary thing. And I think, you know, there's no disease without a cure. And so with that belief in mind, as I am expressing myself, as I am just, you know, doing something that to the eyes of everybody else is ridiculous. You're never going to make any money. There's a million musicians out there. You're not doing much to the world, whatever. As I'm doing my thing that feels the best for me at the moment, it's obviously going to evolve. As I'm doing that, that belief relieves me of the fear of not being taken care of, the fear of being homeless, the fear of being just broke and whatever, you know, all the fears that the culture has given me. It relieves me of that. And I just have this strong belief that I'm good. And I'll say this once on this show, because I don't want to be weird. I don't want to say anything that might turn people off, because it's very esoteric, but I see numbers like crazy. Just last night, after having thoughts and after really having a moment with myself, we stop at a gas station I've never stopped at, and I look across the road and there's just big letters 555. And always these numbers have spoken to me, where I'll literally cry in my room, but these tears of joy, this amazing meditation, and then I go upstairs and it's 11:11 on the stove. And it's these things that show me that something, someone, some essence, some intelligence has my back, is trying to, maybe if it's just myself, my own unconscious connection with the world, whatever it is, there's alignment happening. And it sounds crazy, but that's, it's really something that has brought me to this place where I can actually say, thank God I'm free, because I've never been this happy, this free, this excited about life ever in my in my 20 years, which isn't long, but still ever.
I can appreciate what you're going through. I can appreciate the idea of, you know, the herd mentality, where they teach you to, you got to go to school, you got to get an education, you got to get the job where that makes you the most money, buy a house, get married, have children, retire at 65. I mean, that's the map that I was given. That's the map we were taught. And for some reason, some intuitive reason, I was, I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to go where love is taking me. Not, you know what I'm saying? Wherever love is resonating with me and calling to me. I mean, I remember one of the very first self-help books was The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And I've read that book probably about 10, 12 times. And it always talks about follow the signs, follow your heart. You know, the one quote in it, and I may be paraphrasing here, he goes, tell your heart that the fear of suffering is worse than suffering itself, that no heart has suffered when it goes in search of its dreams, because every second on that search is a second's encounter with God and with eternity. And I've always thought to follow my heart, that no heart has ever suffered when it goes in search of its dreams, because every second on that search is a second's encounter with God and with eternity. And I think when we go to the path for exterior motives too much, I truly believe that's why I think it says even in the great book, the Bible, it says, you know, you can't serve God and money at the same time. Another way to phrase that is you can't serve God and, sorry, money and love at the same time. And what I think is meant by that, and again, this is my interpretation, is that when you search of love, there's not necessarily a guarantee that there's going to be money. But if you search in money, you're probably not going to find a lot of love there. You get what I'm saying? So, but as you said, when you follow your bliss, when you follow the signs, and when you listen to your heart, you know, I think the best definition of prayer and meditation I've ever heard was this: the emptying of the mind and the filling up of the heart. The emptying of the mind and the filling up of the heart, where you allow the heart to fill up, and that your heart center, your gut center opens up, and that speaks to you. God speaks to you, intuition speaks to you, divine energy speaks to you, Tao speaks to you, and you now listen to a voice from the heart rather than the calculative mind. You're now listening to the contemplative, spiritual, integrative, infinite source rather than this calculative, dualistic, calculative, rational mind. And I'm not saying rational mind's not important. We need that. We need that every day. Part of the reason why we can do this podcast is because of rational thinking, because of science. We're not throwing that away. In fact, quite the contrary, we need that. But as for spiritual awakening, the rational mind, it just can't do it for you. If you try to talk to a person about passion and fulfillment and meaning to a person that's completely left, they'll explain it to you in a logos format, not in a mythos format. It's, you know, I remember hearing Rob Bell, one of the great Christian teacher, a highly evolved Christian teacher, and what I believe when he teaches Christian teachings, I believe it's the purest and highest form of Christian teaching that should be taught in all of our schools, Catholic, Christian, Protestant, Orthodox, whatever you want to call that. But he talks about how, you know, if you were to ask a person why you married your wife, and the guy was very left brain thinking, he said, well, I married my wife because she was 5'4", 130 pounds, she bowls 144 average, and she cooks and cleans, and she has nice legs. Well, is that really the reason why you married her? That's not going to last too long. But if you ask someone that's deeply connected to their heart center and their gut, why did you marry your wife? And you say, you know, it's for some reason when I met her, I had this sense that I was meeting the other half of my soul. Now you can't, so give me the evidence of that. She was the other half of your soul. Show me that you can't. But part of you, there's this, you know what I'm saying? Your heart and your gut are going, wow, that's amazing. That's as close to spiritual experience that words can actually formulate with inside, even though words aren't the replacing of the actual experience. You know, I often say to people this. I give this metaphor. I was having actually a conversation with somebody the other day. I won't mention who I was talking to, but we were talking about spirituality. We were talking about a few other things, and this person is highly left brain, rational thinker. And he was talking about how he didn't believe in God. It's fine, totally fine. In fact, it was actually a healthy way he rejected God. He this low level Zeus type God with a white beard sitting on a throne. I mean, you know, and I basically said, I don't believe in that God either. I guess I'm an atheist too, because I don't believe in that God either. And then we start talking about how, you know, he was talking about how he was saying to people, like he was saying to me, all these people who memorize all these scriptures and Psalms or whatever from this Bible or this spiritual book, it means nothing. And I said, actually, that's where I agree with you. just because you memorize a bunch of quotes or a bunch of things from the Bible or whatever book that you're reading from, that doesn't make you enlightened. In fact, if Cameron, if you were to memorize the book on the latest on heart surgery and it was 1,000 pages long and you memorized every word in every chapter, would that make you a heart surgeon? No. Would you attempt heart surgery after that? And absolutely, it's not. So the words that you hear from a book or an audio, even including this podcast, aren't going to replace the experience of joy, of fulfillment. It actually might, as a metaphor, the words that you hear or the words that you read from a book might, as a metaphor, clear away the fog and reveal to you the door. Invite you to the door that's actually always been in there and clear away the fog for a moment. But the words themselves aren't the door, and the words themselves aren't the actual content inside the door that the door is revealing you to walk through. The words might actually be an invitation or might trigger you to go on the journey, but they aren't replace the journey itself. So I used to be like that. I used to be so caught up in words and in memorizing quotes and oh, I heard a speaker and I memorized what that speaker said and that makes me enlightened. No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. It's personal experience. You know, and I remember hearing Bernie Siegel say this and I really contemplated what he said. He said this, I have learned not to trust my beliefs, but to trust my experience. And this is a doctor, highly left brain rational. And I guess he had this left knee injury and his wife brought him to this spiritual healer. And he was so skeptical because he's a medical doctor. He's like, come on, this is ridiculous. So he went anyway. And this spiritual healer, you know, put her hands on his knee. And there was this like super ignition of heat that was like coming from her hands. And he was healed. No more pain, gone. And he walked out of there going, I was completely skeptical. And then he's like, I've learned to trust my experience, not my beliefs. Just like you did, you know, a second ago, talking about, I you know, it's just a belief. It was never really my belief. It was given to me by society, whatever it is. But I think, right now, truthfully, my soul, my spirit, who I am right now is all about just sharing it. Just going out and sharing it. Even though I might be having a bad time or going through a dark time, I still find ways to just give it all away and be gentle with people and love people and just appreciate things. Just like I did today. I had that experience of looking out the window, what most people would call a mundane experience. I looked outside the window and saw dandelions. how much more boring could you get? But in that boring, God revealed to me, the dandelion spoke to me and gave me wisdom. And when you can get to the level where the dandelions speak to you, when the air is speaking to you, as you've done, Cameron, the breath is speaking to you, man, does life take on a whole new meaning, right? Amen. That's all I got to say to that, you know?
Wow. Yeah, I feel like we gotta do this more. Where you just go and you say what's on your mind right away. I think if I learned anything from this, it's to have even more trust and faith and surrender to all this. Because I mean, truthfully, I am making an album by myself. I'm making an album with a collaboration with another person, and then I'm making another album with a band. So it's like one person, two people, yeah, and then a three people deal. and I'm doing it because it's fun. I'm doing it because it feels right, because it excites me. But it's like, will it do anything? Will it whatever, you know? And it's those thoughts that I need to surrender to rather than try and resist them.
Yes.
Because I have been resisting them. I have been ignoring them. And I don't think that's what it takes to heal. Yeah. I most of all learned that I need to stay here in the present moment with these feelings of excitement and just ride on those until the next thing I'm excited about. There's always going to be something I'm excited about. That's just life, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not to say I'm going to be a musician forever, 'cause I wasn't. You know, when we started this podcast, I was barely making music, right? So there's ebbs and flows to it. there might be a time where all I want to do is podcast. All I want to do is share and speak, right? Yeah. And it's not to hang on to anything, because people change their mind, right? And the crazy thing is we're brought up to only go through one path. You know, if you're in law school, you're doing law. If you're in medical school, you're going to do medical stuff. You know, it's all it's ever been. If you're in music, you're doing music. And you can't. There is no room for going around. And then you feel stuck, and then you feel like you're in a box, and then all this happens. And so I definitely learned a lot during this show. And yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, dude, I always have a great time with you. And I think, you know, TGIF was a great theme for this podcast, and just having a conversation about life and being free and living free and just appreciating everything in your life. So for the people out there, I know this is taking a very, very sort of deeper look at claiming your power, clarifying your purpose, and cultivating your passions. But it's all integrating the spirituality, the psychology, the emotionality of life, the physiological aspects of life, and taking those aspects and then injecting them into our everyday life, in our relationships, in our financial career, everything. That doesn't mean those go away. No, it just means we bring to those areas of our life a greater sense of understanding, and as you said, a greater trust that you're being guided and that love is guiding you, that God's guiding you, some truth is guiding you. So thank you for joining us on a weekly basis, and we enjoy having you on the show. So thank you, and to your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless you guys.